Hi, and welcome to Serenity Now, a place for entrepreneurs to ask questions, learn, get connected, and be inspired. Join us as we talk about all things business and the search for the ever elusive Serenity Now in both business and personal life.
Welcome to another episode of Serenity Now for Entrepreneurs. Today, I am here with my Serenity sister, Peggy.
Hello.
And Peggy has brought a guest with her today. Peggy, why don't you introduce your guest?
I'd love to. I'm sitting right here in my office with Deborah Coggles. She has a company called Esther's Essentials. You can find them online at estersessentials.com. And it is a skincare and healthcare startup, really. She started making small batch, very high quality products for skincare and healthcare. I'm going to let her tell you more about it, but I'll tell you how we met. Deborah was a personal trainer of mine, and at the time, she went from this little wee bit of thing into a very, very, very developed bodybuilder. She does things like 250%. And then there was a time that she went into painting, and she was selling paintings. And then there was the river tables and the epoxy products. Yeah, she's pretty artistic, and she's pretty creative, and she does everything bang on. So I just want her to tell you a bit about her product line now, what got her into this, and we can go from there.
Okay, well, I actually have kind of two sides of it. I've got the skincare and I've got what I call the healthcare. But what started it all was my sister, Claire. I was visiting her for a weekend. She is in Edmonton. I'm in Vancouver. And she was putting this stuff on her knees. Now, my sister has severe arthritis in her knees, and she really, really struggles with severe pain. Her job entails a lot of walking. Anyway, she was putting this salve on her knees, and it stunk. It smelled so bad. And it was in this container that looked like it had gone through World War II. And the label on it was just all like blah and kind of handwritten. And I said, sis, what the heck are you putting on your knees? She goes, oh, yeah, well, I bought this and I spent such and such money. And I said, well, sister, okay, look, I play around with different products. And I said, tell you what, I'm going to try and make you something and I'll make it really good. I'm going to use all natural, all good, healthy products that will not hurt you and they're going to help. And she said, okay. So I went home and I spent quite some time researching a lot of products. And what I ended up doing was taking a lot of different herbs and I infused them into oils that are carrier oils specifically to go and get absorbed into the skin and that are specific for arthritis. And then I also started adding in things to also give a cooling relief to the knee. And also some of the herbs are meant for decreasing the inflammation as well as some of the other products. And so I combined it all. And so I give my sister a call. I said, sis, okay, I got something for you. And she said, oh, okay, I'm so excited. I'm going to try it. I said, I'm going to mail it to you. So I mailed it to her. And I said, she said, I got it, sis. I said, okay, now try it. Because I made it, I can change anything on it. And I said, so don't worry. Let's try it, see how it goes while she puts it on. And an hour later, she's calling me, sis, it works, it works. I said, sister, it's only been 1 hour, okay? Let's just give it a little more time.
But truthfully, that same product, I told her to bring samples one night when she came over to my book club. We passed it around and I said, you will sell this. We are all in our 60s. You will sell this. So everybody put a little bit on. And I'm not kidding. I don't think there was a person in the room that didn't buy that.
No, it's true.
And it's called the Icy Stick, just in case you're looking at her website.
Yeah, the Icy Stick. But she absolutely loved it. I didn't have to change anything on it. And people at work started noticing, hey, sis, because everything's on camera where she works. Hey, Claire, you're walking different. Like, you're not only not limping, you're walking faster. She said, well, you got to try this. So she started giving them samples of hers. I ended up having to make her samples and sending them, and she just sold it to everybody. So people just start buying it like crazy.
Anyhow, so who's got you into a business? And then you told me another story about why you kept going with it. You were off work. You'd had your own hip replaced.
Yeah, I had two hip replacements. That was fun stuff. I have a grandson. I have a daughter that was into some addiction and was in treatment and had gotten pregnant. And so my husband and I said, we're going to look after the baby. So don't worry, you get yourself sorted out. And I just wanted to be able to have the opportunity to stay home with my grandson as much as possible. Our daughter ended up doing fantastic, and she's home with us, and she is the most amazing mom. So it's a wonderful miracle, beautiful story.
So this side business gave you an opportunity to stay home a little longer.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. I was going to ask you, I mean, I have problems with health and beauty products because of ingredients and things like that. And, you know, we've all been to the women's fairs and there's lots. How do you differentiate yourself? What makes your products different?
Well, you know what? Honestly, first, I think there's a lot of really amazing products out there. For sure. For me, what I've done, because I've just always been in the helping profession. So I really wanted to help people. So my whole focus was making products out of the most natural ingredients possible so that people that did have different health issues or allergies, I could avoid as much of that as possible. So basically what I do with my products, including the skincare, is I infuse different herbs. So if it's for a face lotion, it will be, and especially for anti-aging, I'm working on one right now. The herbs in the product will benefit the skin. So for the anti-aging product, for example, it's going to maybe plump the skin. It's going to help with the fine lines and the wrinkles. It's going to help with puckers around the lips. And all of that is all natural based. It's all herbs. Either I grow them on my rooftop or I get them from a place that I know grow them organically and healthy and safe with no extra sprays on them or chemicals on them. The oils as well, I use oils that are specific. So if it's for your face, they're oils that will not clog pores. They are known not to clog pores. So if you end up having a reaction to something with any of my products, I've done my due diligence as absolute best as I possibly can to make sure you don't. But if you do, because I made it, I can change it for you. So if someone comes to me and a customer says, you know what, I love this product, but there's this one thing that's bothering me, because I love to research and I love to play around and do things, I'll adjust it and I'll try it. And I'll say, okay, let's try this. Okay, if that doesn't work, let's try this. And I'll just do it at no cost because I want to help them find something that they're going to be able to use and enjoy that's going to work for them. But someone that's happy and someone that's been able to, I've been able to take care of them. And I don't know how I get that across because you've got 150 plus people in a venue that are selling products. Mm-hmm. And someone comes along and you just kind of explain it to them. And I think word of mouth, mine's been all word of mouth at this point. So
yeah, and I think a big powerful thing for you is actually having people try it.
Yes.
Because I'm not a big product user. You can tell by all the fine wrinkles and, you know. but she gave me this great set. It's called a scrub set, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It has a face scrub in it and a body scrub. And oh my gosh, use this face scrub and your face feels amazing afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I'm a believer. So I think for you, Deborah, I mean, people, if they can just get to that point of trying,
yeah,
they will buy.
Yeah. And what's really neat about the face scrub as well is you first put it on with a teeny tiny bit of water. Mm-hmm. And so you'll feel the exfoliation, and you leave it on for about 30 seconds. And you don't have to scrub hard, just light. You're not taking off your whole face. You just want to take off the top layer, right? And then you add more water, and now the sugar all dissolves, and now you've got this lotion that won't clog your pores, and now it absorbs into your skin. And some of it stays on your skin, some of it absorbs into your skin. And it feels, yeah, it feels wonderful.
It does. It feels amazing. It's like, I have dry skin, and it's been lovely.
I'm intrigued. I also have dry skin, and I have rosacea. I have a little bit of a flare up this week. The weather's turned cold, and my face was red.
Actually, yeah. I really like, there's a few products. What is it called? Footstick?
Yeah, Footstick.
It's amazing too. The only thing I'll say about it, it's got turmeric in it. So,
it's got turmeric in it. So you,
so you put your old socks over top of it when you go to bed. Don't put it on your 1,000 count Egyptian cotton sheets.
What? That's going to be yellow.
Because they will be yellow.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a product I would like to see without turmeric.
Yeah, my sticks are actually really popular. So the icy stick is specifically for sore joints and arthritis. And then the spicy stick is for sore backache muscles. And so the spicy stick, what I put in there is like cayenne and there's pepper and there's ginger and myrrh, and I put dandelion root, like lots of different things in there, and it gives a heat effect when you put it on. The icy stick gives the cool effect, hence the names. The icy stick, I have customers as well say, I use it for my migraines, and they put it on the back of their neck or they put it on their forehead and they just swear by it. So
yeah, I swear by it. I've already used a big one and a little one on my foot. It won't stop hurting.
Yeah. I'm still flagging and for a couple of days a week, and I come home after a 13-hour shift and I can't walk. And so I just smear the icy stick all over my feet, and it just really helps a lot.
It does. It's like crazy amazing.
I'm curious if anybody's ever tried it for gout. My husband has gout bad. flare up sometimes. So
okay, here's a true story. So my sister often has friends that say, well, I've got this issue, can your sister, did she make something like this? I said, well, I haven't, but let me research it. And I did make actually a gout stick, and I call it the Step Easy Stick.
Oh,
so
okay.
It has other ingredients specifically to break down the uric acid that causes the gout, right? Mm-hmm. So, or the buildup of that.
Yeah.
And so the specific herbs that I've infused into the stick to help with the breakdown of that, to help with gout.
Available on your website?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I might be shopping later. I'm intrigued about the scrub too, because I also have dry face.
And you can buy them individually. The scrub set also has a lip scrub in it. There's peppermint essential oil as well in the face scrub, but not in the lip scrub. So that doesn't have that. So some things I'll put scents in and some things I don't. And I try and make them very, very subtle. A lot of my stuff also has the Satsuma scent in it, because that is like so popular.
I love Satsuma.
Yeah, like who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
But it's very, very subtle amounts, so it's not overwhelming. But if someone says to me, hey, Deb, you know, I really like this scent instead, I'll go, okay, let me get some of it. Now, once I have a million customers.
Yes, we've also lined her up with a small batch manufacturer so that when she is in need of larger production, she has that all set up. So as an accountant, Candace.
Yes.
What should we be telling to Deborah on her journey, this beginning of a business like this?
Well, I have to say that all this customization does sound expensive. I hope you're upcharging for that.
No, not really. I haven't been.
Okay, this is an accountant talking, so listen carefully. You're getting some good advice here.
Okay,
that's number one point.
Right, customization usually comes with an extra fee. So you get what you want and not the normal production type thing. Normally that comes with some sort of upcharge, because otherwise you're going to be constantly making small batches and having trouble keeping up with the bottom line. So
yes, that's true.
I'm assuming you have to label it differently and all that kind of stuff.
So that's correct. Yes.
Requires a custom label, custom ingredients, custom time, custom. So
custom Health Canada.
That too.
Yeah. Because I have to put in everything, every product and any product that's even a slightly bit different, file it with Health Canada and get a different number for that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of work and effort. So, you know, if it's a one-off that they're trying, if you're going to continue making it. Yeah, for sure.
Eventually, you have to narrow down your product line to the ones that are really your sellers, the ones that make you some money. And by experimenting the way you are with products and people and specific health issues that you're trying to solve, you're going to keen in. I can tell you now that the Icy Stick is definitely one that is going to be a good seller for you. I saw it that night when every single 60-year-old at my table bought one. I bought two.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and I use it every single day. I have a foot that's troubling me, and it just makes the difference between me being grumpy and not grumpy. So, I mean, that's a wonderful thing. And that's a piece of advice that I think every business should look at, is if you're too diversified in your product line, there's a lot of effort going into some things that are not going to bring you much revenue or much profit if you have to individually make them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's maybe now as a startup, you're in that learning phase and that phase of growth where you're trying to figure out what those products are that are going to carry you, but just keep an eye on it. Just realize that, you know, as you get to be busier, that you won't have the time for that. So what are the key products to keep going? Right?
No, that's a good idea.
And what about on the business side, Candace? What should she be looking at?
You know, I have to admit, nothing really came to mind exactly. I mean, of course, there's always the keep good records and keep your finances separate from your personal life and all those basic things. I don't know if you work with an accountant or not. I'm sure that they've talked to you about all those things. But I would say, yeah, you can't be everything to everybody. I get the exploration, see what works and all that kind of stuff. But at some point, you really got to kind of start focusing. If the goal is to make money, of course, I'm assuming it is. Most people it is. So
that's definitely good advice. And there are certainly some products that it's very easy to see that they are ones that are definitely.
What products would you say are standing out now?
Definitely the Icy Stick. Mm-hmm. Definitely my face scrub. I have a lot of really fantastic feedback as well from the body scrub. Also the face lotion too.
Okay. I haven't tried the face lotion, but I have tried the Satsuma body lotion,
body butter melt. So it's a body butter melt because literally when it touches your skin, it just melts. Mm. And then you just let it wait and it just will absorb into your skin. And it's just divine.
It actually is divine. So the other thing that you were giving away were the lip balms. Mm-hmm. And they've had good feedback because I've passed them on to family members. The lip balms are awesome. I think we forget, especially in a climate like you're in, Candace, we forget about our lips, right? Mm-hmm. And that lip scrub, you know, when they get all dry and nasty, and then that lip balm to keep them from getting dry and nasty.
Yeah.
Coming up here in the next month or so, it's going to get really, really dry and like to the point where I have to boil water on the stove because the humidity in my house goes like my aunt got a nosebleed when she came to visit. It was terrible.
I believe it. And that's not, you're not the only place in Canada.
Yeah.
There's a heck of a lot of dry, cold places. And if you already tend to have dry skin, it's just brutal. And I went to Whitehorse and within 24 hours, my hands looked like white lines all over them. So skincare is something that, especially with men, that we don't pay enough attention to sometimes, right? And I don't know, a delightful product like you put out sometimes make you want to. Like I'm for sure that face scrub, I would never use anything like that because I just don't pay attention to that very well.
Yeah.
But I love it. And I use it every time I shower. So it's a lovely product.
Do you have problems getting your ingredients?
Sometimes it can be difficult to get the herbs that you want that are organic grown, no chemicals, any of that. Now I'm starting to grow as many of them as I can. There are some things that would have to grow inside. So I have kind of little production going on inside too. Because I mean, I use stuff like St. John's wort, plantain, arnica, rosemary, chamomile, calendula. Anything and everything, right? But the oils, they're pretty good, most of them. For the women's anti-aging and restorative, some of the ingredients are very expensive and quite hard to source. They're quite expensive.
Has this tariff thing affected your products?
You read my mind. I was going to ask that.
Yeah. That's the first thing I thought. If you're sourcing products, they're probably...
So I'm actually trying to stay within Canada, and I have from the beginning.
Oh, good.
And I also try to source from local companies wherever possible. So I don't usually go into the States. I don't order from the States.
So Canadian sourced and Canadian made. Mm-hmm. Wow, good job. That's what people are looking for. And local as possible.
Yeah.
That's really a huge thing with people now. And do you put that on your label?
I don't know if I do. No, I don't.
I would probably put that on my label.
I would probably put that on your label,
I would definitely put that on my website. That's so big right now. Local first. People want to use sources close to home. And secondly, right now, with especially what's going on with the world right now, people want to know that it's Canadian made.
The goal is to end up on a farm with all of my kids. I'm not kidding. This is a true story. All having different little houses and having our own herb farm and vegetable farm so I can grow all the herbs I want to make all the products I want.
A big greenhouse?
Big greenhouse, yes.
And use our friend Paul to mix them up so you don't have to do that.
I know, right? Here's the herbs. There you go.
Yeah. Well, that's a great story. I love to hear it. And I wish you the best, Deborah. You always attack things head on and you always go for perfection. And I think you've really nailed it on some of these products that I've tried. The bubble bath too. My son, I gave it to him. He likes the bubble bath. Anyhow, what I'd like to do right now, we're at about that time in the podcast that I just like to do what we call a spitfire. We're going to go around the room and just sum up what we got from this conversation today, or maybe just summarize something for everyone at the end, whatever strikes you. I'm going to start with you, Candace.
I'm just going to say I appreciate learning about your products. Some of them have intrigued me. I'm going to be shopping later, maybe not today, but later this week. And thank you for telling me about your process and how you got to where you're at.
I'm going to say that if I didn't have the icy stick for the last few months, I would not be a happy person. So Deborah, good job. You've always done stuff. So you go hard on everything you do and you've not failed on this one. You've done a really good job. And I hope that you have a big story to tell me one day about this farm that you live on.
Oh, thank you. And I just want to say that one of the things for me and starting this company with my sister in mind. And it's to me, when I think of all the different people that use the product or need the product, I think of them all like my sister or like a friend, a best friend. And nobody should be living in pain. And if I can do something that will help, then
you've
I'm happy.
Yeah. Good job.
Excellent. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our podcast today. I'm Candace. I think I forgot to introduce myself at the beginning. I'm here with Peggy and Deborah, and hopefully some of the information and maybe some of the products will bring you or somebody that you know some serenity now.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and picked up some good tips and best practices that would benefit your entrepreneurial journey. Remember, none of the content in this podcast should be relied upon as standard legal or business advice. Always consult a professional for your specific business. You may know someone who could benefit from this podcast. Please share it with your business community, and perhaps it can give an entrepreneur you know some serenity now.